In Florida, anguished debate is growing over the fate of a woman who's been in a coma for more than 13 years. Last week, after years of legal wrangling, the courts granted Terry Schiavo's husband the right to remove the feeding tube, keeping her alive. But many disagree with the decision, starting with her parents, who've mounted a fierce legal and public relations campaign to keep Terry Schiavo on life support. Today, the Florida legislature voted to give Governor Jeb Bush power to overrule the courts and make doctors reconnect the brain-damaged woman's feeding tube. NPR's Philip Davis reports.
The Florida legislature had actually convened this week for a brief session on economic development when its Republican leadership decided to wade into the bitter fight over Terry Schiavo's future. Some Republican members said they had been flooded with phone calls after last week's announcement that Terry would be taken off life support and allowed to die from lack of nutrition and water. Tuesday afternoon, in just the second day of the session, each chamber overwhelmingly approved the bill. Governor Bush quickly signed it and ordered that Schiavo be put back on life support.
I've been urged to act and haven't had the legal authority to do so in my mind based on the law as we know it. This gives, in a very limited window of opportunity, the chance to allow a woman who may have said that she wanted to not sustain life with life support, but she didn't say she wanted to be starved to death.
Schiavo was immediately taken from a hospice to a nearby hospital to be rehydrated. All this outrages Michael Schiavo, Terry's husband, who has been fighting for years to allow his wife to be taken off artificial life support. Schiavo's request has consistently been supported by the courts. His lawyer, George Phalos, blasted what he called the politicking behind the fast passage of the bill.
They say the governor knows best. He will decide for her. We should all be outraged. Every court, all the way up to the United States Supreme Court, resisted the political pressure the Schindlers and their supporters placed on them to ignore Terry's medical condition and her wishes.
Terry Schiavo's parents were on vigil outside the Woodside Hospice in Pinellas Park, Florida, where their daughter has lain for years. Family spokesman Pam Hennessy said the legislature's actions was an unexpected ray of hope.
Well, it's been rather astounding, quite frankly. We're flabbergasted, but it's something that needs to happen. You know, obviously we're hopeful for a positive outcome, but quite frankly, anything could happen between now and then.
Despite all the evidence, Terry is severely brain damaged as a result of her heart attack and has been unable to feed herself or walk in more than a decade. Her parents maintain she's not in a persistent vegetative state, Hennessy says.
She does respond. The latest video that the Schindlers had taped sort of clandestinely and released last week, and she's sitting up, and her mom comes in and starts nibbling on her cheek and talking with her. Terry starts laughing out loud. It's not involuntary. It's simply not.
That kind of behavior is perfectly congruent with a persistent vegetative state.
Kenneth Goodman is a University of Miami professor and director of the Florida Bioethics Network.
That looks for all the world like their loved one is actually there and interacting with them. But according to the best evidence, she's not. She's really not.
Goodman says what had been a tragic, though common case of a person being allowed to die in dignity has been hijacked by politics. It's likely that the legislature's action will be challenged in court. Philip Davis, NPR News, Miami.